This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
That was uncomfortable.
What do you mean?
That whole Trader Joe's thing between you two.
Well, I mean, I know Carson. I like the boy a lot. I do. He's a good kid.
I know.
He is, but I knew that something was bothering him. And it's his wife, probably. I would say that it's not him. It's probably his wife. But he lives under a roof where it's a little foo-foo, in a way. You know? Bougie.
Bougie. I think foo-foo is different. I think foo-foo is different than bougie.
What is foo-foo exactly? I don't even know.
Like
I
light use it. Like light in the loafery?
No. Foo-foo is a little over the top, isn't it?
I don't know. I remember people saying, oh my God, she's so foo-foo. He's so foo-foo.
Spadilla,
like,
no.
Bougie is like expensive. Like,
what does AI say foo-foo means?
Yeah. It's a food, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah.
What? Pounded mash.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, we all got it wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Hey, I want some foo-foo.
We were talking about, well, Carson was talking about this. He mentioned that those bags are back. Can you explain the bags? I don't even know what you're talking about.
So it's the Trader Joe tote bags that everyone wants. And as soon as they come, like, as soon as they are released, they're snagged up in like 5 minutes. And people actually rush the store to get these.
Jamie will back me on this. Yes. This is the PG version of how you actually said it. Because you use the F word.
Yep.
You used many, the GD word.
Yes.
You used all kinds of words describing these bags and how stupid it was and all this, right? Okay. And then everything got quiet in the studio after he said all this, right? And I said, how many do you have?
Yeah, that actually happened.
And his reply was, all of them.
All of them.
I got the red.
I knew it.
I got the yellow. I got the green. I got the blue. I got all of them.
Yeah, I don't even know anything about these bags from Trader Joe's. But I really don't.
They're collectors.
Yeah, and they're coming out with more colors this spring. Yeah. That's the word.
Is this a new thing? Because when I mean, there was a lot of Trader Joe's in LA. Is this a new thing?
Yeah, this is a new thing. But it's like,
I got to get in on the action.
You got to get every single color, and you got to get to the store right when they're released, like the second that they open.
But this whole thing started like a year ago.
Yeah.
It's been, it's not brand new.
Well, relatively new. It's like,
it's been
I live there. Yeah.
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 You are correct. Foo-foo is, you can use that with Carson.
Yeah. So according to UrbanDictionary.com, it says it's an adjective used to describe anything that is a little too frilly, fancy, or quote unquote upper crust.
Nice.
Specifically for men.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew it.
I'm just going to focus on the upper crust kind of stuff right there.
Yeah. upper crusty. I thought foo-foo was a good word.
You are allowed to call Carson foo-foo. Foo-foo. Yeah, it's absolutely foo-foo. Fine. Yeah, because
I like Travis Mathew and I like...
Yeah.
Fabletics.
Yeah.
And back into your parking spaces.
Yeah.
Hey, that's just common sense. Okay.
So if you're a Trader Joe's fan and you're a fan of the bags, they're back.
Yes, yes, they are. Hey, I want to get the deal on that Royal Gorge dude.
Like, what do you mean?
Well, I don't know. You know the guy that every year he does the commercial, like he's smiling real big like this, like, ah, yeah. You guys want to ride my Royal Gorge train? And he's always just so happy. Like, is he like some guy that's like up in the mountains and he's just struggling to get by with a train? Or is he like some like really, really rich guy?
See, I picture him as that. I picture him. He's so happy that all he has to do in life is he's got this train.
Yeah.
And it's a money train for him, right? So all he has to do is, that's why he's so happy in the commercials. He's like, come on, suckers, ride my train.
Because I feel like he's a struggling dude that's up in the mountains like, please ride my train.
I think he's a millionaire.
You do?
Yeah. He bought the train.
He did buy the train.
Bought the whole
thing. But just
train.
Because you buy something doesn't make you, like.
Trains are expensive.
Well, so are restaurants. But people, they go out of business all the time.
Yeah, well, he's not going out of business. But I think he's, I don't know. We'll find out.
But here's the thing.
We'll look into it.
I wanted to dive deep into his life. And then I was like, why do you care? And then I'm like, maybe I don't. So I had a whole conversation, now I'm like, can somebody else do it for me?
Have you been on his train?
No, I have not.
You haven't?
I've been at the Royal Gorge. I ziplined across the Royal Gorge.
Oh, you did? You did? I loved it. We rode the train.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
I loved it. It was great.
We could see it way down there.
Uh-huh.
It's way down there.
It's cool.
It does look cool.
We did both. We went down and rode the train first, looking up at the bridge.
Yeah.
And then we went up and did the whole thing across, back and forth on the bridge. It was awesome. I liked it a lot.
I would never zip line across the Royal Gorge ever again in my life, if you paid me like $30,000. But
I've never done that, and I wouldn't do it.
Oh, my God.
That's too much.
That is horrible.
The bridge is enough.
Somewhere I have the, the little zip drive of it.
Like the GoPro?
Yeah,
like the
and I don't know what I did with it, but it's my kid and we went across that. He loved it. BJ, when I tell you I was like physically shaking, and I like to zip line. I don't have a problem with ziplining, but there was something different about that. Like, I thought, if I get stuck in the middle of the Royal Gorge, there's literally, are they going to just, how are they going to get me?
I've thought about, though, before, like, when we did our honeymoon, we went to Bali, we did a zip line, and it was so long, you couldn't even see the end of it, and it was over a waterfall.
Oh, my God.
And as soon as I got in the middle of that thing, I was like, what if this just stops?
What do you do? The guy told us we'd have to do hand over hand to pull us up to the other side, and I thought, I'm not in shape for this.
Yeah, I've done it once.
Yeah.
Never again.
I'm seeing that guy's name is Mark Grexa, and he's owned it for 2.5 decades, and it seems like he's not doing too bad because he owns his own, like, airplanes and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. So the Royal Gorge,
doing good.
Yeah, life's good.
Yeah. All right, well, good for him.
That train was packed when I was there, so he's doing pretty good with the train.
I don't know. I just picture him as this crusty guy, like, in a cave, like, I gotta run the train again.
I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know either.
That's so weird. Anyway, somebody should do a reality show about him.
Yeah.
The guy that owns the train, right? Man. Okay, there's lots to get to. There's something that was debuting tonight. I can't remember what it was. Oh, my God. Oh, Farmer Needs a Wife.
Oh, what?
It's not debuting, yes, but it's... I've been catching some of it. You guys, it's so bad. Farmer Needs a Wife.
It's back, huh?
It's back.
Wow.
There's these different farmers, and they have farms all over the country or whatever.
Yeah.
And then these chicks are like, oh, my God, I don't like manure. I'll have to get some audio sometime and share it with you guys. It's on tonight if y'all want to take a moment and watch it, because... you literally want to wring their necks.
I'm pretty sure there was a farmer from Colorado on last season.
There was.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was in the middle of
nowhere.
I
remember that.
He had to drive 2 hours to get to a Sonic.
Oh,
wow.
And then they dressed up to go there.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a night out.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's on tonight. Don't forget about that. If your kid is biting other kids, I like this line that you're supposed to use for your kids. It's kind of just cute. It's like, oh my gosh, you didn't, don't bite people. And then your kid's like, oh yeah, whatever. You say, humans are friends. They are not food.
Humans are friends.
They are not food.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It is a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't bite.
Yeah.
They're not food.
Was your son ever a biter?
Never.
Yeah. Mine either.
Yeah. No. Yeah. He didn't bite anybody.
But there are a few that turn out that way.
I was a biter.
Were you?
Yeah.
Pillow.
And, yeah.
Wow.
Still.
Wow.
Tough
tough crowd.
I'm just going to stop talking.
I love this room. It's just fun.
Food biter.
Hey, okay. We just could stop and I'll chuckle.
What?
All right, Michael Jordan's memorabilia sells for, it's a rare piece, they say. It's a jersey, and it sold for $4.2 million. I think he bought it. They're not saying who bought it. The first NBA jersey ever worn by Michael Jordan was sold at a recent auction for an astonishing $4.2 million. I don't know. I mean, I would want mine back, the first jersey.
I don't think he bought it. I don't know. I have no idea. But, man, the first jersey he ever wore in the NBA, $4 million.
I bet it smells neat.
Yeah. I did read that.
Nothing like buying something with B.O. on it.
Didn't I read somewhere where somebody else had worn that jersey, too?
Really?
Yeah. Man. Yeah, I read in that story that it probably would be worth more if somebody else hadn't worn it, too.
You know what's funny is with Michael Jordan, we have not heard any more about his son.
No, we haven't.
That kind of went away, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you don't know, his son, Marcus, anyway, he got in a lot of trouble. He was drunk driving, and he got stuck on the railroad tracks.
With cocaine.
Yeah.
It was ketamine. They found out later that was ketamine.
Did they?
Yeah.
I think I saw where they dropped that charge, too.
I didn't see anything about them dropping it, but I did see that they announced that it was ketamine, not the other one.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it, but...
Anyway.
He's trouble.
Yeah, he's not good shape. You know who else is in trouble? Is... Do you guys ever watch Impractical Jokers?
Yes.
It used to be funny. Now it's kind of way too set up and it's like...
Staged a little bit.
What's it like for you? It's like, what was that MTV show where they had hidden cameras?
Punked?
Yeah, it's like that. So it's Impractical Jokers. But then they got so staged, BJ, it was just... It's become
unbearable. I've seen it. I've actually seen it.
Yeah.
Not a big fan because... I'm with you. I thought it just looked
really
contrived.
Stupid. Yeah. Anyway, one of the three guys, his name is Joe. I guess he has canceled the tour that they have going on, and he's entered into an inpatient facility because of sexual assault allegations.
Well,
Well, here we thought they were three great guys.
Yeah, that'll stop a tour.
Yeah. He's canceled his upcoming tour dates and voluntarily entered in an inpatient treatment facility after being slapped with multiple allegations of sexual harassment and assault. So he said he's going to go and take a look at his life for
a while. Tour's over.
Yep, tour is over. Tour's over. The other thing I want to tell you, BJ, and I know you don't know her, but remember I said, oh my gosh, we have to have Erika Jayne on on our show. And you're like, I don't know her. And I'm like, I know, it's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I would hope you don't.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know who she was.
And remember,
no
she was such a bitch.
Yeah, she was terrible.
She was terrible.
Yeah.
And she
hung up on us, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, I thought she did.
And she got really, really mad at us because we were making fun of Tom. Now, Tom is the one that was in that whole situation where he embezzled millions and millions of dollars from airplane accident victims, the PG&E or whatever, that explosion.
Yeah.
He stole all those clients' money when he won it in trial. But then he never paid him out, right? You know what she said? And she got mad at us because we were making fun of her husband a little bit.
I asked something about what panties he wears or something.
You said something about tassels.
Yeah. I forgot what it was. It was something like that.
Yeah, like, does he wear your tassels at
night?
She
got really mad.
She got really mad. Anyway, so guess what she says yesterday?
What?
That it's true. She married an old, white, ugly man for the money.
Oh, man.
Hello.
Oh, my God. Right?
She actually came out and admitted it?
She said it out loud. Yep. Yeah.
And she hung up on us when we just asked about his drawers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But now she's going, it was either on Watch What Happens Live or Entertainment Tonight. She's like, look, because she was talking about some other woman. We both married ugly white dudes for their money.
She owes us an apology.
She does.
Because we were dead on with that.
Yeah, we were.
Because we were insinuating, like, look, this guy's good for nothing except cash.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I have the clip from the time she hung up on us.
Oh, you did?
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. So here's the thing.
Yes?
He's a buttoned-up collar kind of guy. I mean, he's a suit and tie guy with shiny shoes and the whole kit and caboodle. Does he ever just go, stop it? Just stop it? Because, you know.
Me?
Yeah, because you're wearing tassels and he's wearing tassels on his shoes.
No.
No.
I mean, you know, listen, no. You know, Tom and I have been married for 16, almost 17 years, and, he's actually a huge fan of the arts and appreciates everything that I do, as I appreciate everything that he does in the law business. So, no.
Okay, because it just seems to me, just based on the people I've dated in my life, they tell me to stop it.
Yeah, because it's like oil and water.
Right.
Because it's kind of like they look
at it. Not really oil and, no, it's not really oil and water at all. We have a lot of common interests, and like I said, you know, just because someone's profession doesn't mean that they're, you know, he's not a stick in the mud at all.
I mean, because, you know, you guys' outfits are different.
So what she's saying is he wears tassels, too.
I'm not saying that.
Behind the scenes, right, Erica?
That's kind of rude.
Oh, God.
That's so rude.
Yeah, that's rude.
She owes us an apology.
Yeah.
Because what we said in that interview is absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
That she was only there for the money.
Yep.
And she tried to make it like they had so much in
common.
Oh, we would go horseback riding on the beach together.
Yeah.
We do it all.
I practice law with him.
Yeah. I go to bingo with him.
Yeah. She sure did, didn't she?
She did.
We've been married for 13 years. Listen.
Liar.
Yeah.
Pants on fire.
Exactly. It was all for the money.
So he wears tassels.
Oh, man. That still boils my brain.
That's crazy that she came out and admitted it.
Yeah, it is very odd.
I got to give her props for that.
So,
you know
what
I'm saying?
Because
she didn't have to do that. She could just let it go.
Yep. And by the way, she's on Broadway now with Roxy again. So.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Well,
good for her. Yeah, you're right. All right, I'm done. There you go. Double trash.
BJ and Jamie.
I know.
I just said happiness.
I know you did. Everybody loves to hear happy on the radio, right?
Yeah.
Sets the tone for your day.
The song, she's still singing a lot.
That song is 2 minutes and 47 seconds. It's 47 seconds too long. Okay. I just want you to know that, Sabrina.
So I was telling BJ off the air, in my opinion. I go, you know what, when I love our show the most is like when we're all laughing and just being stupid. And even though, you know, I mean, that probably hurt Carson's feelings. Just maybe a little bit.
It just broke me down a little bit.
But we all get to laugh at that stuff. And I was just saying to all of us in the room, I'm like, you know, when we're silly and fun and it's not dramatic and blah, 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 I love the show. And then BJ, literally people, he goes, I'm getting ready to tell a sad story. I'm like, what?
Yeah, why do you gotta bring the mood down?
Look, I cannot just ignore this story. And the story is not uplifting. I'll tell you that. So before you get all happy there, Sugar Tea, why don't you just sit back? No, just listen.
HR!
Kohl's.
Kohl's?
Shutting stores.
No. He has Kohl's cash.
I just got Kohl's cash.
I saw it. He has it.
Then I gotta use.
First store.
Oh, no.
In Colorado.
No.
Closing this weekend.
Where?
Parker.
No! No!
That was my ear.
What? I have Kohl's cash.
Kohl's will close 27 stores this weekend across the country. Only one in Colorado. It's a place called Arapahoe Crossings.
Why can't you take the one in Colorado Springs or something?
It's in Aurora, and it's on Parker Road. And as of this, they are saying this, though. If you go into that store today, you will see deals that you will never see again.
Man. Where is it? Here's me.
Parker,
I don't need
home.
Any more crap. What am
Aurora.
I doing?
Yeah.
Hoarders buried alive with Jamie White.
It's Arapahoe Crossing.
Arapahoe Crossing closes this weekend. They say the sale is unbelievable.
Oh, man.
In fact, they say the stores they've designated they're going to close, they've already put stuff on sale for those stores because they need to clear them out, that it's going faster than they imagined, and these stores are going to be closing earlier than thought.
And that's a big one.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you can get a good deal.
Or you can get
over there.
What I recommend doing when these stores... Hi, I'm Jamie. This sounds so stupid. But I had an unfinished basement for a while, and I bought all the rounder racks, and my washer and dryer were in the basement.
Oh, yeah.
If you're looking for furniture and like chandeliers and stuff, we went to Park Meadows. Forever 21's closing.
Yeah.
They're selling everything.
They are?
Like every chandelier you see, you can buy. You can buy the shelves. You can buy the mannequins.
Oh, nice.
Dress up the mannequins.
Yeah. And the long mirrors. But yeah, I bought two rounder racks and when my basement wasn't finished. And it was just so nice to have the washer dryer there, put stuff on hangers and just put them on my rounder rack. I acted like I was at Dillard's or something.
Yeah. You should buy a mannequin and put in the basement with you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's That'd like an upgraded cool. blow-up doll, kind of.
Yeah, but I wouldn't go there. I'm just saying, you could dress her and undress her and do things like that. You know, just have some fun. Well, you could. You could just have some fun.
Oh, I know what you could do.
Play department store down there.
You know what? You could take one of the arms off and spank yourself with it.
Okay, I can't top that. All right, I'm just going to bail on this. That's just uncalled for. That's just way beyond.
That turned out to be a happy story.
It sounds like a good time. Yeah.
All right, here's the bad news. Coles, it appears. Man, they could be in big trouble. I hope they're not.
I can't even right now.
Spadell,
yeah.
Don't go get a mannequin.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just going to lead to more of that activity.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't
creepy.
Need that. Yeah. We don't need that on this show. Right.
Yeah.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Woo! Show. Man, oh, man. 79 for a high. You heard it right. 79. Wow. Woo! For a high today.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, we're back at it again tonight. The brackets fire back up again. NCAA tournament. We're back again.
Yeah, we are.
We're back. Yep. We're back. Going to be watching.
When does it start tonight?
Four. There's four games today, okay. And they start at 5 o'clock, and they go all the way up till I think the last tip-off is just after 8 o'clock tonight.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So the brackets are back. You got basketball. And baseball starts today.
It sure does. Well, kind of.
Well, not for us,
I guess. I mean, well, it does, but we're just in Tampa.
No. They start tomorrow.
Oh, they play tomorrow?
Yeah, they play tomorrow.
We don't play today.
We're not even playing
on opening day.
Wait, no. I didn't even know that part.
Yeah.
We're not even playing a real stadium, and we're not starting until tomorrow?
I'm telling you, man, we got the shaft this year.
Yeah.
I guess they think that we just suck so bad that nobody's going to notice.
I mean, it is true.
I do like to have knowledge. So, Spadell, can you give me two names so I can be like, you know, when I'm by that, what do they call it, the water cooler?
Yeah.
Yeah, so when I'm by the water cooler, or let's just say the keg, because we happen to have one of those here, too.
Yeah.
And I can throw out a couple of names like, yeah, I'm really thinking that somebody will look good this year.
Well, if you want someone to just like look good, you like him a lot, Ezekiel Tovar. He is the shortstop for the Rockies, and just to say his name again, it's Ezekiel Tovar.
Do we have a shorter name for that, like Zeke?
Yeah. People just call him Tovar, yeah.
Well, you didn't want to call him Zeke?
What about Tove?
You could do Tove, yeah. Okay. That works. And then if you want someone to like
Why
complain
nobody
about...
Why will hear me?
Zeke is a good...
Yeah,
that's easy.
It's so
Jamie's
easy.
Zeke right. Tovar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Zeke. Okay. Is there another Zeke on the team that would be confusing?
There is not, no.
Okay,
Zeke,
no.
That's Zeke.
Good.
Yeah.
Zeke works.
All right,
okay, let's go with that.
And then if you want someone to like complain about, like, oh, I can't believe this guy made the roster again, Chris Bryant, he came from the Cubs. Right. They signed him for like... $10 million a year or something like that. Mm-hmm. He's played like 50 games in about 3 years.
See, I like to call him CB, and I'm going to be like, hey, Breaker 1-9, we need some help over here.
It's CB. CB
it's
sucks.
Chris with a K.
Oh, man.
Wow. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Wow.
That's it?
What about Charlie Blackman?
He's not on the team anymore.
Yeah, he retired.
Yeah, he retired last year.
What about Arenado?
Oh my God. He's in St. Louis.
What about Jose Canseco?
Yeah. What about Jose Canseco?
Hey, let's bring him back. Yeah.
Yeah, what about Aaron Judge?
Dude, there's really no one other than those two guys that have like any sort of notable name.
What about that guy that used to go... You never remember
Sammy
that?
Soda.
Yeah,
oh,
so,
yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's also Kyle Freeland. He pitches for the Rockies, but he's from Denver.
Mm.
Yeah, hometown kid.
Mm. I like him. I like hometown.
Yeah, my suggestion is if you're by the water cooler or the keg, just don't bring up the Rockies.
Okay. Yeah.
Fair. Good call.
I think that's the best move right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to talk about it.
Nope, you're right. Yeah.
All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Thursday, man. It's going to be nice out there. You're going to love it. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. Oh, by the way. To get some of the program today, well, all the program, you can go through the Odyssey app. Also on our Facebook page, we have a couple of stories up there, including Dave the Dwarf. Dave Dwarf.
Yeah, he did a great job.
He did a great job. He was awesome on the air.
I mean, he was drunk and stuff, but...
I I don't know. You be the judge. He's talking about Snow White and them not hiring little people. Yeah. You know, you get it. All right, that's going to be on our Facebook page as well as the Odyssey app. We will see you back here tomorrow. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.